This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Joy.
Welcome back to Sunday Arts Magazine. I'm David Hunter and you're on Joy 94.9. I'm thrilled to have, and I think it's the first time, well, I know it's the first time we've had this guest on. I'm talking about Sandra Bruce. She is the Director of Collections and Exhibition at the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra. Hello to you.
Hi, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So before we talk about why you're here today, give us a background on who you are.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, yes, I'm at the National Portrait Gallery now, as you say, and I'm the director of the collection and exhibitions team here. I've only actually been in Canberra since February. I arrived just in time for, you know, the pandemic to hit the fan, I suppose. Before that, I was the director of the La Trobe Art Institute at La Trobe University for a little while. And going backwards, I have also, during my career, worked at the Bendigo Art Gallery, the National Sports Museum at the MCG.
Wow.
And then what I call my first career job, which was probably about 18 years ago, was at the Deakin University Museum of Art.
Right.
And I've been kicking around for a while.
You've been kicking around, but some really good spots you've been involved in. Now, give us an idea for people who haven't been to the gallery. What is the National Portrait Gallery?
Well, our job as, I guess, potentially cliche as it sounds, is to really try to explore the faces of Australia. When you combine portraiture, which is visual arts that looks at interpreting how a person presents themselves, with the social history of Australia and people who have made an impact on our lives, and that is really a key element of who we collect into the collection and who we exhibit. That's essentially what we do. We explore the identity of Australia.
Yeah, and I've noticed on the ABC, they've got beautiful little snippets of, they speak to the artist and the person that the artist has painted, which is a leading people of Australia, and why and how they painted that that painting, and beautiful insight into the artist and into the very important person. A lot of the times, I don't know who they are, so it's great insight, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. We are at that convergence of history and personal storytelling and creative output. And so to have the opportunity to develop what we call our portrait stories, where we do talk to the artist about their process and how they worked with their sitter or their subject, is a really exciting thing that we don't always have the opportunity to explore with artists when they're creating their masterpieces.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about photography, the National Photographic Portrait Prize, because photography has been involved in portraiture for a long time now, and photography is having a resurgence as in a true art form, which I've always thought it was anyway. So tell us about this prize.
The National Photographic Portrait Prize, if you like, we can call it the NPPP. I think we've been running it for 13 or 14 years now,
yep.
And it really has become a staple of our program. And we've developed such an amazing alum, if you like, of photographers across the country, and not just the professional photographers or the fine art photographers, but it is a prize that's open to anyone who's willing to pick up a camera and capture someone close to them and submit it.
Oh, okay. So would you accept somebody that's taken a photo on their iPhone?
Yes, as long as it can be reproduced as a physical print and framed up by that photographer for the exhibition, we would absolutely consider it as an entry. Definitely, yeah.
Because, you know, like the world's changing in photography because of our phones, and what it's doing is making actually people sit back and look at photography in a real art form now, aren't they?
It is. I think we've got the full gamut when it comes to the sorts of photography that people are capturing today, and it really doesn't matter the device anymore, does it? And we'll get everything from still having a shot with the top of someone's head cut off right through to an absolutely extraordinary composition. What we love are the extraordinary compositions, of course. But yes, yeah. We will accept entries from pretty much anyone who's willing to enter. Last year's prize, we had nearly 3,000 entries that the judges had to work through for shortlisting, and it was just
wow.
It was daunting, but it was extraordinary.
Yeah. And what happens? How many? Is there just one prize, or is there a few prizes?
We have a number of prizes. The key prize is the non-acquisitive sum of money, which is, bear with me, I think it's $15,000, but
whoa.
Kill me if I get that wrong. and so that is judged by our panel, which we can't announce yet, but there'll be three judges, one of which will be this coming year for 21, the director of the National Portrait Gallery. We will also have a People's Choice. We will have our Art Handlers Award. We like the idea, our team behind the scenes become so intimately connected to these works on a physical level. We think their opinions matter just as much as anyone else's. So
yep.
We'll give an Art Handlers Prize as well. And we hope that our sponsors will still be in a position to continue to support us next year, because we have a tradition and we would love to maintain that, yeah.
Now, when do entries close?
Well, they haven't actually opened yet for this year. They will open on the 1st of December.
Yep.
And they won't close until the 2nd of March.
Right.
So we're living through such an extraordinary year at the moment. 2020 is just, you know, how would you even describe what we've been living through since, you know, the beginning of last summer and everything that we had to go through with bushfires, et cetera. So we've tagged the NPPP 21 as a sort of a special edition moment with the prize. We're calling it living memory, because if we think about what 2020 is going to mean to people when they look back on it, we think that it really is a period that is and this is getting overused a little bit, but it's unprecedented.
Yeah.
And really, when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter what the entries are going to be. They could be of moments of resilience and heartbreak that have come to these photographers because of these straitened times, or they could be vignettes from people's domestic lives that are just capturing how they've experienced 2020 through their own lens. And so we think that the 21 edition of the NPPP Living Memory is going to be something special, something for the ages.
Now, I'm sure if you go to your website that explains what you're looking for, how you're looking, how you've got to present it. What is your website address?
It's pretty easy. It's portrait.gov.au, so it's not too hard to find. And yes, we've got a little brief up there, and the terms and conditions for the prize are already published and ready to go. So hopefully that will answer people's questions that they might have about whether or not they think that they're eligible. I mean, the key thing to remember is, as I say, anybody can enter, and primarily, as long as it could be considered a portrait of some sort, we're very open to it being looked at by the judges when it comes to them making a decision.
Okay. So where is the Portrait Gallery in Canberra?
We're right in the hub of what is called the NCIs, the National Cultural Institutions or the National Collecting Institutions, on the southern shore of Lake Burley Griffin.
Right.
So most people will know where the National Gallery of Australia is. And right next door to them on the left is the High Court of Australia. And we bookend the High Court, and we're to the left of them again. And as you walk along the lake, then you get to Questacon and the National Library.
Right, so fantastic.
Right here in the middle of things.
Yes, in the middle of things. Sandra, Bruce, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And I've never been to the National Portrait Gallery, and I need to get there. But also, I'm going to enter in the National Photographic Portrait Prize. I haven't got a photo. I'm going to have to start working on it, but why not?
Well, exactly. Actually, that's one thing I should mention. The prize is open to any photographs captured since the 23rd of October last year. So you don't have to have taken them between now and, you know, next year. There's a period of time where people can look through shots, portraits that they've taken since last October and see what they come up with.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, and good luck with all those entries that you're going to get.
We think we'll be overwhelmed, but in a good way. We're looking forward to it. Thank you, David.
All right. Thanks, Sandra. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.